Will you be guilty of doing a bit of creative photo editing before you post your holiday snaps to social media this year? Maybe, you know, the old blemish being removed from a holiday selfie, or the Instagram filter that hides the bags under your eyes that you've got from last minute Christmas shopping, or even just picking the right angle to make sure that you're showing your best side. But what if viewing others putting their best foot forward in social media could actually be detrimental to body image and self-esteem? I'm joined on the phone now by Jasmine Farduli. She's a psychology researcher from Macquarie University. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, look, we've spoken a lot over the years about sort of how heavily photoshopped images of people in advertising can be quite detrimental. But of course, it's not the only place that we're seeing altered images these days, is it?
No, it's not. So although those types of images are still around and people are still viewing them, people also alter images on social media. And what we're finding is that people are viewing these images and are comparing their appearance to these images on social media even more so than they are in magazines now. So I think, yeah, it's really important that we kind of not just think about magazine images, but, yeah, also think about social media and those types of images and what impact that has.
Why do you think it's the social media comparisons that are so significant?
I think it's partly because of the people who are on social media. So in magazines and on billboards, mainly models and celebrities, but on Facebook and Instagram, it's also people that we know. So you can see very glamorous images of your close friends or acquaintances or family members, and it could be something to do with the fact that we know them, and that might make the images seem more real or feel like they're more attainable for us. And it also could be because a lot of celebrities are on social media as well, but because people think that they edit their own accounts, that maybe they're more real than the images that you see on magazines. And that might be why they could have a more detrimental impact on people's body image.
So it's that perception of it being a reflection of reality that is actually the most problematic aspect of it, by the sounds.
We think it could be, yes. And, for example, in a study that we've just recently done, we found that comparisons that women make to others on social media were more detrimental, at least for their mood, than the comparisons that people make on traditional media and in magazines. And, yeah, we do think it could have something to do with the kind of the idea that it is more real and it is more reflective of people's everyday lives.
What about for young men as well? Not to say what about the men's, and I do apologise for that, but I'm kind of curious because you see a lot of that Fitspo-style stuff is often quite male these days as well.
Yes, definitely. So unfortunately, most of the research has been done on young women, and this is because traditionally young women report being more concerned about their appearance than men. But more and more research now is finding that men are reporting more concerns, and it's also almost becoming kind of to the equal level that women are concerned with their body. So we think it would have a very similar effect on men, and particularly comparisons. So there has been research looking at comparisons in men, and that research also finds that when men compare their appearance to kind of idealised, very muscular images, it does also make them feel bad about their body. So we do think it would be having a similar effect on men, especially the fitspiration images. And they have also been found to be quite detrimental. Although they can motivate people to exercise and eat healthily, they also generally make people feel bad about their body and put them in a bad mood. But yeah, we definitely need more research on men, and hopefully that's something I can do in the future.
I hope so too. But it's quite a balancing act, isn't it, between, you know, finding something inspiring and finding it shaming?
It is, and that's the hard thing. And I think, there is the positive aspect in that, you know, it is a good thing to exercise and eat healthily, and people are trying to find kind of motivation to do that. But it's also because these images contain these bodies which are the ideal, and that's where it can have the negative impact. So it is a balancing act. But if people, I guess, are wanting to find that motivation, perhaps following pages that don't post those very thin, muscular images might be kind of a good step.
And what about on an individual level? I mean, you know, the holidays, very popular time for a bit of humble bragging on social media. How do you think, what's a good trick to stop comparing yourself so heavily to social media, especially around those friends of yours that you were mentioning before?
Yeah, so it's really hard to think about stopping comparing yourself. So some people think that comparisons might be just automatic, so it might be hard to control. But I think what's important is to kind of think critically about the motivation behind social media posts and the reality of it. So thinking about why is that person posting those images? How realistic are they? Would they be edited? How many images did they take to get that one fantastic shot? And trying to think critically about that might make the comparison kind of sting less. But when we're talking about body image as well, it's comparisons to people who you think look better than you that are harmful. So, you know, unfollowing pages that do post very glamorous, idealized images could make social media less harmful for people.
Jasmine, thank you very much for chatting this morning and best of luck with further research. It's an absolutely intriguing area to be talking about. So thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.